Ya sé, llegó la hora de archivar el corazón, de hacer con la ilusión.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This Friday and Saturday, tango masters, musicians, and dancers come to Bloomington for the Zero Hour Tango Fest, with concerts in the Buskirk Chumley Theater, late-night milonga sessions at the Lodge upstairs on the northeast corner of 6th and Walnut, talks and workshops. Our guest is IUSPA professor, musician, and producer Alfredo Minetti. Alfredo, you describe yourself as born in Uruguay, raised in Brazil, later living in Argentina, and then the U.S., like the tango, a transient.
Yes, yes. That's absolutely right. First of all, it's a pleasure to be here. And yes, tango is one of those wonderful cultural phenomena that can only be explained through looking at history and the history of migration and the moving of people throughout the world. Obviously, they end up in Argentina at some point, but it's the mix, it's the melting pot of Italians, Spanish, Polish people, you know, people from all over Europe that ended up creating this fabulous way to see the world.
Tell us a little bit about the title of this, the Zero Hour Tango Fest.
It's a question that I get all the time. And tango is much more than dance, than music, than poetry, than the visual arts. It's a whole way to see the world. In the tango literature, the zero hour, which means midnight, is a mythical time in which things die and are reborn. So it embodies the mystery of this genre, the mystery of the city, of the midnight, but also a message of hope that, you know, it's the new beginning. And it's recurrent on a lot of musicians' and lyricists' compositions. You know, the medianoche, as they say, the midnight, the zero hour.
Al compás del reloj, como una máquina fiel, igual que un robot, sin pie.
You mentioned that it's more, really, than the elements. At the same time, you have some master musicians and some master dancers coming to share with us.
Tango festivals are very, very common around the United States and around the world, and even in Argentina, of course. But what seldom happens is what's happening here now. Usually when you see a tango festival, it's all about dance and perhaps a little bit about music. But what I'm trying to do this time is to put everything together, music with dance, with poetry, with the visual arts, even with food and drinks. So everything that has to do with that incredibly intense and complex cultural phenomena will be presented the way it should be presented and not just slanted to one of, one side, just to dance. So everybody gets the same exposition and everybody is at the same page in the scene.
Y caminar narcotizada por un mundo helado sin amor.
Now, you yourself, in addition to being a scholar and a student of this music, also lead an ensemble.
Yes. I've been in Bloomington for 10 years now, and I had a couple of ensembles, but this one, called Tangamente, is a six-piece ensemble plus one singer, so we're seven, and we do from the traditional to the most contemporary tango and even pieces that we ourselves compose. So, yeah.
So that'll be part of the weekend as well?
Yes. We will play live at the Milonga, which is the social dance event, the social dance party that happens after the concert. It starts at 10 o'clock at the Lodge.
Which night?
Both, on the 26th of March and 27th of March.
We've been talking with Alfredo Minetti about the upcoming Zero Hour Tango Fest. There are concerts at the Buskirk Chumley Theater on Friday and Saturday night, milonga parties upstairs at the Lodge at the corner of 6th and Walnut after the concerts. There are also some workshops and some get-togethers, a chance for a bit of tango immersion. And you can find more about it with a link from our website at wfiu.org. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.